Today's Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is one of those Yom Tovim that became popular 20 years ago in Halacha. It probably has one Halacha. Two Halachas. There's a Maisa sticker component to it. And in our Chaim, it's Nogea Sachakol Tvatsein Tachnon. Some people claim the Goyin says not to say what it says. It's not accurate. But our component, that takes care of the Tu B'Shvat from that point of view. Today people like celebrations and starting with Maises. But I do want to talk about a Nekuda that's relevant about Paris and so on. Many things have a certain depth, a certain title to it. And we'll start with a Gemara in Bracha. It's a strange Gemara. It says, Amar Rabbi Chana. Rabbi Chana, by the way, has a track record. Rabbi Chana is, in Bava Basra, the Mara, the Shmaitza of all the Agadites that the Goyen says that those Agadites are only understood al pi d'teichin and not al pi pshat. I think the Goyen says this is the only Agadah that you can't learn al pi pshat. Rabbi Chana is the Mara Shmaitz of things that are certainly ikroi teichin. Kavuzlina basei Rabbi Yochanan lamechal peres genoisa. We used to go with Rabbi Yochanan to eat peres genoisa. Peres genoisa were very, very, very sweet fruit. The Gemara says it's going on the Mishnah that they would have to eat something salty with it because it was kind of too sweet. They had to sort of chill down a bit. Kavira be meyim natin kol chad v'chad asara v'chavinon be asara natin kol chad v'chad meyim meyim. We would collect an incredible amount to eat. V'chol meyim minayim have a massive v'tzana baltasas slit. Each one of those fruits had a tremendous shear. In other words, they would eat. What he's trying to say is they ate as much as they could. It wasn't, you normally, whether, and no matter how good they are, I can eat two sandwiches, one sandwich, whatever it is. Here they would eat an incredible amount. They would eat it. And they would swear that they hadn't eaten anything. That's a habmina gemara ziyuna. They would swear that they're not full. They haven't become full from it. One point. Now, Rabbi Avuah ochel adav shorek le'dud v'me'afusei. Rabbi Avuah ate so much until he became like when you glisten from when you're excited and you sweat and so on, that a fly would slide off his nose. They would eat till the hair came out. Rish Lakish would eat until he sort of became drunk from eating it. From a lot of aspects, this Chazal doesn't lend itself to learning Kipshutai. It's hard to believe that they were such shakur and achila. Incredible descriptions of gluttony. The whole, they would eat so much and they wouldn't be full, and he said a fly would jump off his nose and the hair came out, and Rish Lakish would eat till he sort of became drunk. It's a very, very strange chazal. Not very strange. It's clearly, there's a teichin here that we're talking about, and the teichin is something that is very, very, in other words, it's hidden in this type of Chazal. So Chazal is speaking about certain Paris Genoisa. Paris Genoisa are the Paris of Paris, and that's what they are. Let's go back to Bracious, which is always a good place to go back to. That's always a good cherish. You have Bias Olam divided into 7 days. Each day is something important. So you have light, land, Shemayim and Oretz, Balechayim, vegetation, and Adam. There are no details. I mean, we could think of thousands of different types of animals. There's a general category of animals. The tannin is different. But by and large, I mean, we're sticking to klola de klolas. In the Bria of vegetables, there's Tatar, it's Desha, and there is Eitz Pri, Oisa Pri Lamino. Very, very strange in significance. Like, vegetation is the same. Fruits and vegetables basically for all practical purposes, are the same for a person. I mean, if you go into that details, why don't you speak about vertebrae and fish and this, snakes and amphibians? And I don't know. There's no. I mean, that type of categorization of fruits and vegetables. I mean, you know, there's some, you know, some minor in the scientific divisions of the vegetable kingdom. Fruits and vegetables are different. I mean, there are differences between different levels of plants and so on, but it's not, I mean, Bria Sa'ilam, you're talking about two different inyanim, and it's hard to understand. Ramban says that the Adam HaRishon before the Chet was Be'ikanena from Paris, or from Gar'inim, like Paris. In other words, when you take the garinim off the stalk, that was his meichel. When the flesh, he wasn't allowed to eat till the mabul. When he sinned, he was condemned to eating a sovim. And I think many children still feel that terrible kind of the punishment that have to eat vegetables. But our kapanim, they now he ate a sovim instead of Paris. And that's why it says zol vein of tumos, and it said ani v'chamayri noicham ma'ibasachas. So there's a difference between eating Paris and eating Yerokis. The achila of Yerokis is common with Baal Chaim, and the achila of Paris is something that is Adam, that's Adam's, that's unique to Adam. And when Adam sinned, he went down to the darga of Eichlei Asavim. We can't be, we're not Nisa from Paris. When you're hungry and somebody says take an apple, you politely decline or throw it back, depending on who you're dealing with. There's no, if Paris are not for something that amazing, we need something, potatoes, you know, that's the Metzias. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two dargas of Brias. The world of vegetation is the muzzin of the world. Whether it's grain for people, for a tap of balachayim, but that's the sheirish of where the world is yonik. And they are yonik from either Paris or from Irakis. Let's understand the difference in the two. So I want to use a tour. It's a tour, I think it's built on a Mordechai. It says in the bracha that we make on most Paris, many Paris, v'chasreinen ar kol masha barasa, la'ach v'mersh kol choy. So the Mordechai says, and the Torah says the same, basically, that it goes like this. V'yir nefashos rabbis v'chasreinen ar chasreinen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a lot of living things and things they need. That's one class of things. And then there's al kol masha barasa. So the Mordechai says, al kol masha barasa, those are things that are nivra l'tainuk, like agasim v'tapuchim. And the Torah says basically the same thing. The same, he doesn't use the word agasim, but he says it's. So in other words, there are two levels of meichel. There's chesreinam, there's what you need, and then there's tainuk. So let's a little bit talk about it. Let's understand it. Anytime a person is. When a person is locked into his metzias, and whatever he does is fakir ha-metzias, that's called a life of a Baal Chayim. A behema, the Maral says, is Lashon Bo Ma. Ma is potential. Bo Ma means a behema is its potential. There's nothing more. What you see is you get, this is an ox, it'll always be an ox. And he uses the Gemara, Shor ben Yom Yikishor, Se ben Yom Yikishor. So, a Baal Chai is what it is. Its whole Metzias of Chiyus expresses itself in being Mekayim, its Metzias. An animal's entire scope of Seichel and Das, or whatever you can call it, level Baal Chai, is how to find food, how to protect itself, how to get away from danger, but that's it. Its metzias is where it is. There is no place where it's going to. That's called v'chasreinam. In other words, a Baal Chai has chisarum, it has needs, food, shelter, protection, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it the ability to fulfill those needs. That's one dagger. The common denominator, the food, the thing that gives that is asavim. The vegetable kingdom, and the level of asavim are things that are not with particularly sharp tom. They don't have any particular, any sharpness of tom or any stimulation. They're just, they fill you up, and that's what it is. That's what the person is, and so on. So there's a darga of metzias, that the metzias is mekayim itself. It keeps itself, preserves itself, and it is where it is. If I can associate it with tchunas hanefesh, it says chacham eina b'roishay k'sil b'chayshe chaylech. A chacham sees ahead, and a k'sil walks in darkness. The pshat is, if a person doesn't, if it's dark, then a person is where he is. Like it says by Makas Peshach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, it says that the Peshach was so thick, so intense, that nobody got up from where he was. The pshat is, you don't move if you don't have where to go to. If a person has an ambition, I want to be as rich as him, I want to be as learned as him, I want to be as strong as him, I do something. If I live in an environment where I don't see anything better than me, then I don't strive for anything. How can I strive for anything if I don't see anything better than me? So b'meila, a person with the koyach ha-re'iya allows a person to go to some place that is beyond him. A Baal Chai's eyes are focused level with him. In other words, the same level he is his eyes on, because his eyes are just a chetimtza to take what he needs. A human being sees ahead because he's meant to create, to link up with a metzias ahead of him, outside of him, and go there. So in the world of a nivra, re'iya is that. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, very extraordinary Gemara. Gemara says, "Kol ir she'im basar dvar malolu, ein tam tochim ashoi lo de b'seicha." A city needs to have certain institutions, yeah, Rabbi Wachowski, that in order for tam tochim to live there. You need bezdin makivayishin, you need a bezdin that gives makzayishin. Kupa shal tztaka, important one. Nigvis b'shnayim is halakis b'shleisha. Beis ha-knesses, beis ha-merchitz. There's a kisei, roifei umen velavlo, babalamitinoikis. Good. Those are, everyone understands, those are basic needs that a person needs. Mishumer rekiva amru, af mini peira, mipeshe mini peira meirinesainai. So Rekiva says that there's another thing that's needed, and that's mini peira, because mini peira are meirinesainai. Extraordinary. I mean, it doesn't, you know, I could say an ample food supply. I mean, it's so incongruous. I could say, no, you need panosa. Fine, that would fit in. I mean, he's talking about the basic pillars of what a community needs. These are, then the Rambam says, may have asked him things more before. You need to have, these are basic institutions that you need. Rav Kiva says, af mini perim, they should mini perim, he has a name. How does it come in? Where's it coming from? Terence is, the inyanim we're talking about before are inyanim that are mekayim the world. It says, Ashleisha Dvarim, Arilam Kayam, it says Emes and Mishpat and Din. These are things that are, these are institutions that keep what's there. And that's very important. Rabbi Kiva says, if you're talking about Talmud Chacham, it says Talmud Chacham, he says, unless there's something there that allows a person, that gives a person the stimulus to go weiter, so a Talmud Chacham can't live there either, because he basically is going to stagnate. The Paris, in its more cloistic and moving, in its more in its deeper the hair, is the chelik of the bria that stimulates a person. The tam of the payer stimulates, and the mela, if a person doesn't have, if there's a makom that doesn't have in itself the stimulus to go further than you are, then you shouldn't live there. Payer on the ear in a sinai. Let's go back a second let's go back to our Gemara here. Let's talk a little about the inyanim here. So we have like this. We have two types of nourishment, two types of things that give a person a chiyus. One is the chelik that gives a person the chiyus kayemis, let's call it, what the person needs as he is now, that type of inyan, it's not shaykh to overeat. Let's take an example. If a person is thirsty, and he gets cold water, he will drink as much as he needs. They find that not even as much needs, but nobody overdrinks on water, because the water only serves the purpose of giving him the kiyum that he has. And he feels hot, he feels dry, and he feels dehydrated. He drinks, and he reaches it, and that's that. Tom, if a person has soda and it's very good or something like that, then he can overdrink. Because really, it's not the koach of his needs that are propelling the drink. It's the stimulus of the taste. And the sharper and the better the taste is, the more he tends to override. It overrides the bounds of his needs, and it becomes a mitzvah with the atzma. So let's go back to this Chazal over here. Rabbi Chana said, they would go with Rav Yochanan to eat Peres Genoisa. Clear to me that the Peres Genoisa here means that it is it's something which is a... they went to be Oisik in a Yonim of Chochma that weren't fulfilling... weren't, the Tachlis wasn't just to fulfill his needs. For instance, a person needs to know the halachas to be mekayim. A person needs to know basic and yanim emunah and so on. Those are all the bread and meat. Those are all that's the chasroinah. They would occasionally go to Rabbi Yochanan to look into the chachma that stimulated a person to go further than he is. Kavina so he said we would. In other words, these payers, we would swear that we would never get full of it. In other words, there wasn't a component to this payers that was just filling a void. It was creating the void. It's just like when a person takes a stimulant, the stimulant opens up something more for him. He has a bigger appetite if it stimulates appetite. He works more hours if it stimulates his energy and so on. In other words, is a spirit to it. He said, the payers, those payers of Reb Yochanan, no matter how much we had, we didn't have enough. A dogma to it would be like the Gemara says in Beitza that Neshami Yisera is Sha'adam Oichol V'Lei Kotzba, that the person eats without getting sick of it. Because getting sick of it is whenever you fill some sort of enclosure, when it's more than the enclosure, that's when you get sick of it. You fill your stomach, you throw up because the stomach's reached its gevulas. Shabbos has in itself a tam in olam haba, which is not the chasreinan, but it's alkol mashav arasa. It's taking the person to a dagger beyond where he is, and that's why it does not contain, it does not have a limit. So these pears that they ate here were not... they could eat without being limited. Let's just take a simple muscle. If a person studies something that he needs to know for a test, something that he needs to know for something that he's doing, the person gets tired at some point. The person can do 4 hours of it, 5 hours, whatever he needs to do, and that's that. A person that's studying something that he finds extremely challenging and enjoyable, the person keeps going until he collapses because he doesn't feel as... it's a type of thing by its nature that's beyond Sviya. So the Gemara gives three inyanim that are affected by it. And let's explain each one what they were. He ate it until a fly could, skim off his nose and so on. The Lashon Chazal is a zvuv, it's a horror. A zvuv is something which, zvuv was the Avodah Zarah of Akron. The bria of a zvuv is something that feeds off the rotten parts of the bria. And the Chazal say that the Yetzer is Deimel Zvuv. there are people, there's a famous baritone from the Kotzke that he said, my tainus to my Talmidim are not that they shouldn't be doing averis, they should be not having time to do averis. In other words, there's a person who doesn't do averis because he has shtaka and not do averis. There's a person who's so usuk in Chachmas HaTorah that it glides by him. If there's one person who's not going out doing something he shouldn't do because I'm holding myself in, and that's a very good thing. But there's a darga in this level of Torah where a person is so toughless and also, which in the truth was, this was the sheet of the Litvish Yeshivas. They didn't focus on the wrongs, they focused on getting somebody to have that type of Hagdasha learning, that taste, that Harifas, that they would, the Yitzhahara would sort of slip off their nose. That's the first. So the first Darga in it is a Darga of a protection against Yitzhahara.
In Kippur and Sukkot.
Rishon Cheshvan are good. Secondly, the next Darga he says is his hair would fall out. Let me explain. The hair is alluded to in Sfarim. I'm not aware that you find it so much in Chazal, in Gemara, but it's called Yisrus Demoach. Let me just explain what the phrase means. Physically, when we look at a person, you have a seichel. The hair is kind of excess. A balgaiva wears a big chuk. It's kind of a person when he's kind of haughty, throws back his head of hair. The hair is in the lashon of Sfarim Chazal is considered to be ke'ilu the chelek of sichlius that is gaiva. In a person's own das and sichlius, there's a component that drains off to not good areas, like an eruvav. A person learns chachma and he's misgoy with it. So I once saw a picture, there was a big maskil. And a big maskil is one of maskilim in Europe, it was called Baal Machshavos. So the portrait is old in glasses, and his big chub come back for his machshavos to I guess sprouted from his machshavos. But that was a very common. In other words, when a person takes sichlius and the excesses of sichlius, in other words, the rod that's in seichel is called Cyrus, and that's why a nazir has to cut off his hair. It carries in itself a connotation, a muscle that says that Esav was ish seir and Yaakov was ish cholak. Plus, I'll give a muscle that when you're threshing wheat, you have a lot of chaff and garbage. If you have hair, it sticks, and if you're smooth, it doesn't stick. The hair, the Tyros Levium included, take off hair. So he's saying that even internally, if a person learns with a real Avos HaTorah, then the person's the things in a person's self that kind of are an Erev Rav of bad in sickness, it falls away as well. It says Rish Lakish used to eat it until the Marit. The Gemara says if you eat Tamarim, you shouldn't pask him because Tamarim are Meshakri. Tamarim have a tendency. In other words, what he means is when a person is locked into the Rambam says that a seichel, Ruach HaKodesh is a type of understanding that it's with the mind. It's not like Nevuah where you get a Kadosh Baruch Hu's words, but it's a mind understanding and a baifin that a person, beyond what a person can understand. In other words, the Tam and the Charifas, there's a Gemara says that Chamri Verechani Pikhi, the wine and sharp spices makes people pick him. In other words, stimulates a person. So anything that stimulates a person raises a person's level of das beyond the gevulos of seichel. It could be lara, like when a person hallucinates and takes stuff like that. But we're talking about a deeper. When a person has a stimulus in chachma, he's able to think past what's gevulos. That's also merit. He's merit. In other words, on the gevulos of the seichel and so on, and was able to see it right. That was the lashon over here. Al kapanim. Let's I guess sum up a little bit and just put it together. Nitzinu lemeidim.
Yes, if you dagger the second one, where it's the sar is where it goes.
It's taking
the rod that goes out of the gvul of the person.
No, it's from within itself. It's enabling a person to go much deeper than he would have. In other words, if a person
sar.
the sar as opposed to the first one, to the zvuv?
The second and third of the one.
Is not a getting rid of ra, but enabling a person to think further than he would have thought otherwise.
Right.
If a person, a normal person can come up with a shtickle prayer. This is my shtickle prayer. If it's an Indian that have a tremendous geshmakim, I can go much further because the seichel goes past its kavulas and understands deeper, further. The murid is the ability for the seichel to go further than its natural kavulas would allow itself. So let's kind of, put it together so we're saying like this. What we're explaining is, in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa to a person, and especially we're talking about in the world of Chachma, there's two dargas. There's a hashpa that allows a person to survive, to continue as he is, to be what he is. That darga is a darga of Balachayim, of Behemoth. The nourishment of that comes from the world of Asavin, because the only level of taste that you need, and when a person is eating for health reasons, then you just need enough taste to get it down. A person is supposed to eat this food, and so it's bland usually, and because the taste is just, you only need the taste there to be able to slip it down. So in the world of Asif, that yanika for a person is just, the tachlis is just to give it what you need, and that's it. So it doesn't have, it's not characterized by a very sharp taste, smell, etc. It's a level of compatibility with a person's needs. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a second chelek of the Bria that allows a person to go past his gvulas and to reach out further. That's Tzuras Adam. That's why Adam has a Kerech Re'iyah, that he's able to see. He is here, but his goal is over there. I read recently, where did I see? Just a few days ago, that if a person wants to walk steadily, or drive, or much like, if you keep looking at where you are, it's choppy. If you focus at the point that you want to get to, the body tends to snap into place and go there. The trick is, whenever you want to run somewhere, look at the place you're running to, don't look at your footsteps. A person gets to a place is not by being able to have a line of sight to that place and to go there. That was the Bria of Adam. That's what Adam was meant to be. Lifnei Achet, Adam was like that, totally. In Lach Achet, we suffered a lot. The unique of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, so in the world of what would feed, in the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the food for the world, in the day of Asif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Asavim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Paris. The Tachlis of Asavim is the V'ches Reinon, and the Tachlis of Paris is Al-Kol Mashav Arasa. He created a Bria that could keep you as you are, and something that would stimulate. The keyword word, the world of timing. The Gemara says in Yuma that when you eat a dove of musik, it's near as a nayim. That's why, and the Gemara says agabe it's nagel agabe yom kippur for person. Say bulmas, you feed him something sweet, you feed him dvash, and it brings a remes in the pasuk v'lokachti matna dvash v'yairu v'yairu enai. The world of timim and reichos and sharp timim, sharp reichos stimulate a person, and that boy from Kloli was in the world of Paris. And there is something greater than that which is Mechaya people. I think that's the way the Moach entered. It's a little not clear, but I think that's what he means. There's that Chelek Rebriya that stimulates a person and brings him to further than he is, and that is what Eichel Adam should have been, Michael Adam should have been. We lost that a lot with the Chet. And that's why, but Talmid Chacham, people who were especially, Rabbi Yochanan took his Talmidim there, and he gave him the taste of it. The koyach of that achila also affects a person's struggle with Sahara. It weeds out some of a person's personal chesreinus, and it expands the ability of a person to understand and so on. I guess I just would apply it a little bit to Yanena, where we are, who we are, what we are. I mean, it seems remarkable that when you're trying to bring, when you're trying to work on lahakis nefesh kochay on the chasreinon, you know, one would think of bringing elementary communal activities to satisfy the basic needs of a tzibur. The idea that one would bring Talmid Chachamim down, and Talmid Chachamim with a Talmud learning and with a Chesed learning, that should be a chelik of a tzibur that's just beginning to go, is something that's counterintuitive in the beginning. But understanding that the chelik, this chelik of Adam and of Torah, the tam, the peri, the dvash, the echan, all these things, they have their own power of affecting people. When you give people what to strive for, then they can go there. They take the steps. I had a chav of mine who went from Eretz Yisrael to an out-of-town position somewhere on the West Coast. He needed parnasa, and he was there for 2 years. He came back, and I asked him, why'd you come back? Parnasa was good, and the people were very nice to him, and he felt he was doing something. And the way he phrased it was, he said, if by learning a simple black Gemara, I am the greatest Talmid Chacham they ever saw, I've got no incentive to learn a Ktzais. That was the way he phrased it. And he was alone, and it was a very sharp, he's lost his ability to go weiter. People will grow people will grow far as long as they have a tzura to look to. And the tzura is the learning. If you learn with somebody and he realizes, it's like sometimes you speak to a salesman and you realize when he finishes his speech. I was speaking recently in Eshetor, actually, I was there and I saw 2 weeks ago, I was my speech, and they were talking about, they had like a question answer session about Kirov, and I asked him what important thing. I said, well, I'll give you an example. You walk into a computer store, and sometimes you feel that when the guy's finished his speech, he's basically exhausted everything he knows about computers. Does not or a big question. You find a guy that if you'd only let him, he'd spend all night telling you about why this is better than that. It's where a certain chesed, a certain feeling, well, like there's really, he knows what he's talking about, there's really a lot to it. It's a person when you give over Bat Gemara, and people feel there's so much more. They've finished it, and someone points out a very stimulating kasha point, a teichen. It moves people forward. It gives them chesed that the children should go further than they went. It has its own preventive power for ra, like we saw. It gives a person. That's why one devil's little shita literally shivas. Whether it was these chesidus and all these places, that by injecting somebody with a tremendous chesed for learning, it will give a person. In my own personal, I guess, admission, I mean, like, people would comment about, I sort of fell into a world where my ra'al was important, limud, these and yonim were important, limudim, and the question was always, you took care of your midas already, did you do your basics? The answer is no, but there is, these things lend a certain, they help a person with his avoda. They help a person with his, the Gemara says it prevents, it has a way of stopping the Yetzirah, has a way of weeding out some of a person's basic qualities, and it has a way of expanding a person's mitzvahs. It's tefillah and a bracha for all of us. We're all part of the, like we spoke about Malk, I feel part of these chaburas. It's a tremendous thing that things are, that the Torah is spreading all over. I know it's not easy to sit kind of alone, and you sort of begin one of the sharp transition crises of people coming from yeshivas to a cold situation like this, especially, is what's the point of growing in sharpness and depth? I mean, you know, I have the halachas, I have to know what to do, I have to learn a easy black gemaras. So where's the incentive? When in yeshiva, and there's a lot of competitiveness and this stimulus of shiurim and stuff, you have it. But understand that this is a chelik of Torah that is, in a certain sense, the essence. It's what should have been. The tam peiros, it says, shtulat mitam, from David Chumris, amigdash nitla tami peiros. But it's still, we still have, there is still a masikas of Torah that we have it in Torah. In Torah, we still have Dvash and Mesikas. Just finished off, I guess, some clue thought that isn't it interesting that on Shavuos we'd need Nala Peiris. The Pesach we need on Dagon and so on. But this is the core Chelek of Torah. And there is a phrase that plays a tremendous role in our buds of Torah, in a person's growth. And we should be zeichet to be playing from the Dvash and the Mesikas.
Amen.
Can I get it? Email it to me, please.